Now to neighbors, Ron Hayes, beef buzzing with you today. Price is a little stronger in feedlot country, and feedlot operators pleased with the volume. We'll talk about that today in just a moment. On today's Wheat Checkoff Checkup, we focus on the Wheat Improvement Team at Oklahoma State University and the breeding efforts of OSU's Dr. Brett Carver. He says he understands that every decision they make in the breeding program needs to end up with some benefit back to that Oklahoma wheat producer.
The wheat producer is the lifeblood of the Wheat Improvement Program, and we feed off of each other. And in the old days, it's a front-end investment. We got money from the university. We punched into the program. We spit something out. Now it's a very different system we will operate. And we get some of that money still, of course, from the taxpayer base, state legislature, and also checkoff system. But now as we spit something out, we hope to generate revenue from that so that we can cycle some of that revenue back in the program. And that's where the producer comes in.
Your wheat checkoff, a vital part to improve wheat varieties that you can plant. The Oklahoma Wheat Commission. Working hard for Oklahoma wheat producers. We've had active trading at 85 to 85.50 this week in feedlot country in the Southern Plains feedlots. That cleaned up most show lists. Any remaining cattle are being priced higher at the end of the week. Feedlots indicate they're largely pleased with this week's volume of sales that came at somewhat stronger prices than a week earlier. Livestock market economist Dr. Daryl Peel with us today. And Daryl, does look like a little bit of strength as we've come into the new year. And you seem to be kind of anticipating that as we talked to you at the end of last year.
Hey, we have seen some strength. It's a little early. It takes a little time in January to reestablish a market trend. There's always some pipeline effects following the holiday disruptions of production schedules, and so some of that could be very short run. But the signals are pretty good for both fed cattle and feeder cattle, and I think a lot of it's predicated on the strength in box beef we've seen in the last week, which has jumped significantly as well. Again, part of that's no doubt a pipeline effect, but there may be some underlying strength there that we'll identify.
So, you indicated that we probably could have some strength early here in 2010. Is this kind of seasonal?
Well, certainly underneath it all, we expect seasonal strength through the first quarter. By and large, most of our cattle classes peak in the first quarter, towards the end of the first quarter, into the beginning of the second quarter. Depends a little bit on the exact weight class. So we would have that expectation, all else being equal. And then we just have to wait and see again whether the new year, the post-holiday period translates any perceptible changes in consumer demand.
Are you hearing, as you maybe talk to some of these feedlot folks and whatnot and look at some of the numbers overall, 85, 85.50 this week, is that pretty close to a break-even for some of these folks?
It's relatively close. I think for a lot of people, it's still a little bit shy of what they need. But towards the end of last year and as we've worked into this year, depending on exactly how the feedlots had their feed purchased and so on, we're getting close to break even. Up until the cold weather through the holiday period, animal performance had been very, very good. And in some cases, that excellent animal performance was pushing these cattle, to a break even level or perhaps even slightly in the black. I suspect now the breaking factor right now probably is the fact that we've had the cold weather. Animal performance has been off a little bit. So all else being equal, probably we've taken a little bit of that away again now in terms of lost production and lost performance.
And as Dr. Peel alluded to earlier, both the cash cattle market's a little stronger, but also some strength in our calf and yearling markets as we begin 2010 as well. Good news there, most certainly. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
It's time again for Oklahoma's oldest annual production sale at the Messner Ranch. The sale will start at 12:30 p.m. on Saturday, February 6th at the ranch 6 miles south and 11 west of Laverne, Oklahoma. Selling 80 Hereford and 55 Angus bulls, yearlings and two-year-olds, and 70 spring calving bred Herefords plus Angus heifers with many to calve before sale day. Call 580-837-5532 or go to dvauctions.com for more info on Oklahoma's oldest annual production sale at the Messner Ranch, Laverne, Oklahoma.
That's your Beef Buzz. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes here on the Radio Oklahoma Network.